Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Listeners and viewers know that I don't give you positive information just to butter you up and make you feel good. We're not Dr. Feelgood here. Told you the Q thing wasn't real. Told you Biden wasn't going to be removed on January 21st, the inauguration. Told you basically everything that's come true. But when things are positive, I'm going to tell you about it. And the whole New World Order agenda is in deep trouble. We have panicked videos from the first day, official day yesterday. Now we're tracking the second day that we're going to be playing clips of with Paul Joseph Watson coming up in the next segment. These are just insane clips. John Kerry says, what we're doing to the planet is extraterrestrial, like we're extraterrestrials. I told you, they believe they're becoming a new species. This is a real transhumanist cult, and they are making aliens here. They're making new synthetic life forms. They're crossing species together. They're creating new particles with the Hadron Superconducting Super Collider, using human minds. Wait to hear what Klaus Schwab had to say. It's all coming up next segment. But the crew's done a great job, the best job ever, lining up today's broadcast that runs from 8 a.m. this morning with Harrison Smith to a little bit past midnight tonight. And the site to share so we can get around the sensors and get everybody in and millions of more folks waking up to what's really happening in the information war is conspiracyfact.info. Klaus Schwab, in their new annual report, says the number one threat is anti-globalist disinformation, meaning Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, Tucker Carlson, people like that. So coming up today, Paul Joseph Watson joins us in about 4 minutes. Then we are going to have Mark Passio on, Hotep Jesus, Drew Hernandez, Gab McGinnis, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Maria Z, Roger Stone, Savannah Hernandez, Darren Beatty, by the way, Savannah's at Davos, Matt Baker, Dan Dix, Tom Renz, Jay Dyer with a big SPARS update, new developments, Edward Dowd, Mickey Willis in studio, Alex Stein, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Robert Barnes, and a lot more, ladies and gentlemen. So this is going to be one hell of a transmission lined up for you today, and I'm asking all the listeners of the InfoWar to share in your email, your text message, however you can, word of mouth, InfoWars.com/show. On Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Google, on Apple platforms, share conspiracyfact.info. One word, conspiracyfact.info. That takes you to a simple page that has the emergency broadcast and links to critical information and back to InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We have been the brunt of the assault, the brunt of the censorship, the brunt of the intelligence agencies, the brunt of the New World Order assault because we had their battle plan and the blueprints to their Death Star program. And we've helped build and launch so many other great careers and organizations and people. So this has also been a hatchery of the future generations in the fight. I've been in this 28 years, 30-plus years, fighting the globalists, 28 years on air. And I'm blessed to be here only because of God's providence and God working through you to support the broadcast. So today is a fundraiser day. We're behind over $200,000 a month. And we had to build my product into the future. All the products we're selling, we have in stock ready to ship to you, and they're amazing products. So we have the Alex Jones Was Right emergency sale, getting 50% off on top-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. And a lot of these are about to go off sale because they're almost sold out. BrainForce Plus and BrainForce Ultra, 50% off, ending soon. Whole Food Multivitamin, highest quality organic, 40% off, ending soon. Vitamin C with zinc, Linus Pauling formulas, so incredible, 1,100% of your daily allowance from rose hips and more, 40% off, ending soon. Ultimate Krill Oil, the highest grade of krill oil, incredible for your heart, your body, your brain, 40% off, ending soon. X7 Diet Force that naturally helps you lose weight but doesn't make you all jittery and crazy, 40% off. 1776 Testosterone Boost, incredible, top nationwide bestseller that we're allowed to private label, 40% off, that's incredible, you need to get that. 1776 Testosterone Boost, Vitamin D3 Gummies, running out soon, 50% off. Superfuel Vitality, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off. Down and Out Sleep Aid, back in stock, 40% off. Physi Magnesium, 25% off, selling out. All of it and more at InfoWarsStore.com. Vazo Beats Complete. Back in stock, 25% off, limited supply. All at InfoWarsStore.com. PKW, straight ahead.
In early 2022, InfoWars launched a very important fundraiser that kept us on air. Your support of that fundraiser is the reason we are still here today fighting the globalists and having incredibly successful results. So I thank you for your past support. Now, that was a three-coin series, the founding member coin. The final coin that we're putting out for a long time is the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, exclusively available at 1776coin.com. There are only a few thousand of the coins left. And yes, there's a markup on the coins because that's why it's a fundraiser. And the coin is a collector's item memento of your support during the Second American Revolution. So if you want to get one of these coins, they're going fast, and you can get $30 off on the coin with promo code 1776 at 1776coin.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Tuesday, January 17, 2023, and you are tuned in to the number one broadcast in the world, credited by the enemies of humanity of being their number one enemy for rallying humanity against their criminal operations. They thought they'd walk in here and depopulate us and cut off our energy. They thought they'd sell pedophilia to our children. They thought they'd dump fentanyl in our streets and we wouldn't go down without a fight. They were wrong, and they're now in full, insane panic mode, admitting that their whole agenda is falling apart. Scientists, doctors by the thousands every few days coming out. Death suddenly, actuary numbers showing they hit us with a bioweapon. They thought they'd get away with it. Ladies and gentlemen, these are psychotics. You ask, why would they do something like this? This is what psychotics do. Why did Stalin do what he did? Why did Hitler do what he did? Why did Mao Zedong do what he did? Because they want total control. Well, I've known Paul Joseph Watson since right after 9/11, and he, of course, runs Summit.News and does a great job, and he's a contributor to InfoWars, and we've got a raft of special guests today, a huge list. I'm not going to go over them all, but this is going to be one hell of a broadcast right through midnight tonight. All of you can take the links and share them. The link they're not blocking is conspiracyfact.info, so be part of this event, helping weaponize the population with truth and justice and freedom against these tyrants. They fear human intelligence. They're battling all of us with AI, trying to block you sharing the links, but we can overcome them together. We will adapt and overcome. Paul Joseph Watson joins us. I got a lot of questions, a lot of things to cover. These new, most insane Klaus Schwab clips ever, most insane John Kerry clips ever. They're saying they're going to take over our genes, that they're like extraterrestrials. I told you. They see themselves as aliens. They're making a new species. You understand? That's their mindset. I read their writings. They're taking our bodies over. I mean, it's like Body Snatchers having a press conference or something. It's like a science fiction movie for real. We're going to cover it all. All these deaths dying suddenly. All the coming out that the government knew it caused blood clots and death. Paul Joseph Watson, we've been friends and known each other since, 2001, 2002. And over 20 years now, you want to just reflect for a few minutes on what the journey's been like and how the world's changed and how really what we predicted really was the reality, and then hit some of the breaking news?
Well, it's not the world that we grew up in, to say the least. The first memory I have of you, Alex, which I've probably explained this before, was I got to know you and your work because of the regime, the system, the establishment attacking you, and it was, I think it was the year 2000. This is how old we are now. It's that far back. Or it was like early 2001. And it was a program called The Secret Rulers of the World, hosted by John Ronson, who is now part of the regime. He was rewarded for his work. And it was them attacking you for basically believing in this dangerous conspiracy theory where a bunch of people got together in a redwoods forest in California and had these rituals and these elitist confab get-togethers. Of course, you were proven completely right, as is the title of this broadcast. But the mere fact of them attacking you, you know, posed a question in my mind. Well, a lot of what he's saying kind of makes sense, so I'm going to go and check it out. One thing led to another. Next thing you know, I'm listening to an 8-bit Winamp radio stream off of Infowars.com on a dial-up modem in the year 2001. But again, the very source of it was the Matrix, the regime attacking you, trying to discredit you, and that's what got me interested. So even in the very process, we have to remember, of them attacking you, and boy, are they attacking you now. It's come a long way from a Channel 4 documentary. Even in that process, they bring new people to the table inadvertently, and this is where we're at now all these years later. And you've talked about it as recently as the previous segment, Alex. I think you're right. I think we're seeing a malfunctioning of the Matrix. I think we're beginning to see them panic. We're seeing so much information come to light on a myriad of issues over the past few weeks and months, but especially the vaccine. And it's almost like, Alex, it's the revelation of the method. It's almost like it's coming out too quickly, and they're desperately trying to stop it to prevent an even greater societal collapse, civil unrest, bedlam, chaos, because there's so much coming out. I mean, I'll give you an example. The vaccine, we had a doctor appear on BBC News last week, Dr. Asim Malhotra, and he is a cardiologist. They got him on there to discuss statins, ostensibly. And then he started going into a spiel about how COVID vaccines were causing cardiac arrest, heart arrest, strokes, and that they should be restricted, stopped for the large majority of the population. That got out. It got 20 million views so far, Alex. The funeral of the Queen, broadcast on BBC One, got 25 million viewers. So that clip of a doctor talking about the vaccine causing heart attacks is probably set to get more views on the BBC than the funeral.
And by the way, that's just the Twitter one. I also saw Instagram ones with tens of millions of views as well. And then meanwhile, that British MP who said he talked to cardiologists and said they were covering up heart attacks, the government's trying to remove him from Parliament right now. So they're in full panic mode, but it's not working.
Yeah, they're trying to create martyrs, and they're trying to make examples of people as a warning to others to not get into this, to not speak out. And Andrew Bridgen, who you just mentioned, is one of them. He's done interviews, though, saying, I am willing to sacrifice my entire career now, basically his life, to become an advocate for this issue. Because we don't forget that he was one of the most ardent advocates of the vaccine as recently as about a year ago. He used to post pictures of himself on Twitter.
And he's doing the right thing when the head of a cardiology department told him they're covering up mass heart attacks. He's doing the right thing.
Yeah, and again, the Matrix cracked down on him via the anti-Semitism angle. He never said the Holocaust didn't happen. He never diminished the Holocaust. He actually, you know, re-advanced the seriousness of the Holocaust by saying this Israeli doctor told him this, that it was as serious as that. So now he's come under attack. Of course, you have the other Andrew Tate, who has been detained, thrown in prison without charge for about 2 weeks now, 30 days plus. Like you, Alex, he's been denied a trial. He's been subjected to trial by media. And even some of his accusers, the media is now interviewing, have come out and said, no, he's done nothing wrong. He treated us nothing but fantastically. And again, why are they doing that? Why are they coming after and creating these martyrs?
But by the way, his brother is the world chess champion. His dad was the world chess champion. He's 3-time world kickboxing champion. Very, very cerebral. He told me that before because these rumors were out there years ago. Is he insane? Is he totally nuts? And then a video goes out of him spanking his girlfriend 5 years ago because she asked him to. And folks, I'm sorry to tell you, half the women I've known want you to slap them around. I don't do it. And that's when the relationships start to end. But, I mean, I've had women say, punch me in the face, slap me, tell me I'm a piece of filth. He didn't even do that. He spanks her on the butt. So, yeah, this is obviously a psyop as well. I mean, what a whole bunch of women have come out. It's not just two of the so-called accusers said, I never even said this. It's made up.
Well, why is 50 Shades of Grey so popular? But, again, the girl involved in that controversy came out and said it was completely consensual. It's part of their kink play. And that's the point. Do you really think, Alex, the Matrix, the regime, is mad at Andrew Tate because he's a vile misogynist.
Look, I'll say it.
What he says about women,
I'm not proud of it, but I've been a little bit promiscuous in my day. Half the women I've dated want me to choke them. I mean, and I won't do it. I'm not into pain, folks, but that's what goes on.
Well, I mean, they've done studies.
Well, just be honest. How many women want you to choke them?
All I'm saying is that there have been studies where, you know, these are mainstream studies. You know, 63% of women have rape fantasies and stuff like that. Some people are into that, Alex. That's just their thing. That's their kink. I'm happily engaged now, and I'm not into any of that. But this is the point. They're not angry at him because of that, because of what he's done to women, what he says about women. They're angry at him because he comes on your show and talks about the military-industrial complex, talks about the vaccine.
And he's got hundreds of millions of young boys listening wanting to be manly. That's his real crime. While they're teaching in UK schools about how dangerous he is and how being masculine's bad. Stay right there, Paul Joseph Watson. I didn't know you're engaged. I got to meet this lady. Wow. Watson's hanging up his spurs. Quite the ladies' man himself. We'll be right back. Stay with us at InfoWars.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. You're currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hindsight, and I grew out of it. And the fact that there's so much corruption and so many people and them promoting 50 Shades of Grey in public schools and girls being into that, you're going to end up going to jail if a girl tricks you to slap her around. A lot of times they end up going to the police. Don't do it. It's very dangerous, and it's just something you're going to have to deal with. Or I suggest you just, you know, settle down with a nice girl that's a good Christian person and never experience all that stuff. Because really, in hindsight, I wish that I had never been so worldly. But I've been honest about that because I've repented of it. But you see Andrew Tate's being a racy guy. I don't think he did anything illegal, but he got in that racy area and he got burned. And I think he's being railroaded and it's wrong, Paul, but it just shows that type of lifestyle is very dangerous, Paul.
Well, precisely. And you'll notice that the regime didn't attack him for telling men to live promiscuous lifestyles, which, again, a lot of people go through that phase, but I think ultimately it's very harmful. And I think, yes, it's very dangerous. Because you'll get women, and I've seen cases of this where, you know, they break up with somebody and then they go and accuse them of something. And it's like, well, now you've been accused of it. You obviously did it. And that's what's happened with Andrew Tate. Trial by media, the accusation alone is that he's guilty. And yet they're not angry at him for the misogyny, for the comments about women. It's because of what he says about the Matrix, about the regime, and the fact that, similar to your case, Alex, they banned you off every platform, but bullets, you know, ideas are bulletproof. So that didn't really work. So then they came after you with the legal stuff, and that's the progress that they take when they try to target
you. And they caught one of the girls at a UFC event. They caught one of the girls that accused him at a UFC event coming up and hitting on him, and he refuses her.
Yeah, I think he's got very wary to it now, but that's how they got there in. That's how they got to him with these presumably false accusations, but we'll see. But again, doesn't matter, because love him or hate him, Tate's ideas are like a virus and it's now infected the mainframe. I remember InfoWars doing competitions with stickers and, you know, 1984, 1776, that kind of rhetoric. That entered into the cult underground, that entered into the subconsciousness. And Tate's ideas have done the same. They've infected the mainframe. So even if you take him out as a source, he's got, you know, millions of young lads who are uploading his content on all these different platforms on a daily basis. There's a new thing in the UK, Alex, where apparently, and I've been told this by several people now, it's happening all over the place, young lads, like teenage boys, are just walking up to complete strangers in public and telling them, the Matrix wasn't a movie, it was a documentary. Where's that come from? It's come from Andrew Tate saying it. They organise flash mobs of, you know, gangs of teenage boys in the streets chanting for his release. His ideas have infected the mainframe, whether you like it or not, and that's why they're so panicked about his influence.
Well, these allegations were years old and had already been investigated and dropped. And so, you know, I expect people to try stuff like that on me. They've already tried. The Daily Mail and others, I know, paid people to make up absolutely complete lies. And that's why they didn't file suits, because they knew they couldn't prove them unless they rigged the case. But it's certainly a dangerous world. What do you make of the Davos group saying the number one threat is people criticizing them, and they're working with the UN and governments and big tech to silence criticism? AP is reporting that today, the AP, that it's bad to criticize Davos. Even though they're announcing world government, we own your bodies, we're taking over, we're like extraterrestrials, you're going to own nothing, have nothing, you're going to eat bugs. I mean, these are quotes.
Well, the AP, I think the president of AP is at the Davos meeting with all these globalists while they're publicly telling you you can't criticize them. Yeah, they're in a blind panic, Alex. I mean, go on any WEF tweet and look at the responses to whatever they post. It's 100% anti. and they're in a blind panic. They've got 5,000 soldiers there to guard them. They've got unprecedented security measures. People are saying it's like nothing they've seen before. And it's because they are paranoid. A number of the, I think Klaus Schwab isn't even going to be there, right? At least for the initial 2 days. Other top government leaders aren't going to be there. A lot of business people are going to be there. But others are skipping it for no apparent reason. So they're in a blind panic. They're saying there's a new polycrisis facing humanity. And it's all this different fallout from the resentments of lockdown, from the resentments of the cost of living crisis, from the resentments of this mad march towards net zero with this climate change.
And that's the key, Paul. Klaus Schwab, as you know, you've written about it extensively, have all bragged they're going to make us angry, cut the resources off, and that we'll then bring in a socialist utopia with a universal basic income. But instead, we're all blaming the ones that did it, so they're getting the hate instead of them directing it at each other. So instead of them getting it to make us kill each other, now we're knowing who did it because of you and Tucker Carlson and countless others. They're in deep trouble. What do you expect them to do now?
I think they're trying to do a slow reveal, a steam valve method, a revelation of the method where they allow all this information to come out, but they allow it to come out slowly because they fear if it comes out in a big crescendo, it's going to cause a massive explosion with major social unrest across the Western world. I mean, you can look at the polls, Alex. Multi-decade brainwashing about climate change, and half the population of the world nearly doesn't believe in it. After all that social engineering, they did a poll recently. 84% of Americans believe the mainstream media is a threat to democracy. So again, they put people, trial by media, they put people like you on that, thinking that they have the moral high ground, the credibility to even put anyone else on trial, when their trust, their credibility is in the toilet. You know, you've got polls showing that 89% of Americans have rejected this drag queen LGBT narrative. You've got polls showing that the COVID situation has been massively exaggerated. Now, even in the United Kingdom, where we had a big take up of boosters, that's now dropped, I believe, below 30-40% because of all the information that's coming out. And it's just whether it causes a social explosion. I think that's what they're concerned about, and that's what they're going to be talking about at Davos as they hide behind the soldiers and the unprecedented security.
I'm sure you've seen these clips of Schwab, we must come together, we must defeat those that criticize us, we must stop them talking about us. And then Kerry says our takeover is like an alien takeover, because that's what they are, the transhumanists. They're literally, it is an alien takeover. They're creating technologies alien to the planet and trying to force us into a totally unnatural new system.
There's also something weird going on with that, Alex, and it's this whole UFO thing. Because in the 90s, anyone who talked about UFOs and treated it with legitimacy was ridiculed, was called a crank. And now the mainstream media, popular culture, is all about how UFOs... Yep, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, Paul, I didn't mean to hit the button on you. You were saying UFOs.
Yeah, in the 90s, when you talked about UFOs, you were ridiculed, you were called a crank. Now the popular media, the mainstream culture, is all about how UFOs are completely legitimate. The Pentagon has come out and expanded its investigation into them. They're saying now record increase in UFO sightings over the past year, according to the U.S. National Intelligence Office. So there's something very weird going on with this mainstream forcing of this UFO issue down everyone's necks in an attempt to make them believe that it's all legitimate. And then you read about Project Bluebeam. It's very interesting.
Paul, it's been too long. I was hitting the button to them to say, put your website up, and actually hit the button to you. And was talking to you. I apologize. Summit.news. You got to come back sooner. I know you host the show sometime, but we love you, Paul. We love the great work, and we follow all your work at Summit.news. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex. Good luck.
Amazing. All right. 20 years working with that guy. We'll be right back with another special guest and more. Stay with us, and I'll play the WEF clips, I promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your last chance to get a historic signed copy of my number one best-selling book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Yes, you can get the book in stores. You can find it online. But if you want to get a historic signed copy and be part of our fundraiser to stay on air, go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the book section and get your signed book. There are only about 1,000 of these left. And when they're gone, they're gone. I'm never going to sign the book again. We have a little limited edition thing coming out later. There's a piece of art that goes with the book. But I haven't even decided when I'm going to do that. It may never happen. But for just simple, straight-up signed books, and to be part of this fundraiser, this is the last time you'll be able to get the signed book at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you all for your support. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get your signed book today. And I thank you for keeping us in the fight against the globalists.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
But today it does the opposite, really. It makes those that are gullible hate you. The people that are awake love you. So it's a very weird paradox. The Davos Group has announced that we are their number one enemies, those that criticize them, those that are anti-New World Order. AP comes out and says we're all making it up, that they want world government to control our bodies, while they say on the stage they're going to take over our genetics with these shots. Now, we've got a raft of special guests. We're going live until midnight. It's the same InfoWars, Alex Jones Was Right broadcast. We are not going away. We are not shutting down. We are in Chapter 11, Subchapter 5, reorganization. That means with the rigged trials they had, that takes them to the table and basically makes them understand they don't have all this extra money and ends this whole thing. But who will end our broadcast is the listeners and viewers if you believe their lies that we're being shut down. We're not being shut down. Even if the court made that decision, I would just go across the street and fire the show right back up. and I've got offers all over the place. But I want to keep our crew here. I want to keep this brain trust here, band.video, all the things we're doing. So please keep us on air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year yet is running right now. And a lot of these products are selling out. We have to end these specials soon. Immune support, 40% off. Brain Force Plus and Brain Force Ultra, ending soon, 50% off. Whole Food Multivitamin, 40% off. Vitamin C with zinc, a mega dose of it, super high end, 40% off, ending soon. Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade krill oil, so good for your brain, your heart, everything, 40% off. Just the dreams you'll have on it, folks. Take it before you go to sleep. Krill Oil. Pain MD, 40% off. Incredible. Already a number one top-selling product in the country. We were able to private label it. It's one of our newest products, Pain MD. 1776 Testosterone Boost, same thing. Top-selling product under another name. The owner of the big company let me private label it. 1776 Testosterone Boost, 40% off. X7 Diet, selling out, 40% off. Vitamin D3, selling out fast, 50% off. You got to get the money in. Superfilm Vitality, selling out fast, 50% off. Ultimate Crucial Krill Oil, selling out fast, 40% off. Down and Out Sleep Aid, just came back in stock, amazing, 40% off. Real Red Pill Plus, sold out for 2 years, back in stock, 50% off. Finally back in stock, limited supply, Fizzy Magnesium, 25% off. Living Defense, back in stock, 25% off. Alpha Power, back in stock, 25% off. Nazobe Complete, back in stock, 25% off. Supernova Vitality, back in stock, 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's key to understand, we have all these great guests that are coming on, tweeting and Facebooking and everything else and telling their great audience to come here to create synergy. And in the future with these folks, I want to do that for them as well. And this is how we fight together, how we organize, how we unify and create that amplification effect that the elites are so scared of. Their number one issue at Davos, the Bilderberg Group's mouth, their spokesperson, is the burgeoning, independent, anti-globalist, pro-human, natural law movement. And speaking of exploding, I've known who Mark Passio is for a decade or 8-9 years at least. I listen to him almost every day. My wife listens to him religiously. And his natural law understanding, that's what the ancients and the globalists understand, is exploding. I get so many comments in grocery stores, on the streets, everywhere about Mark Passio, but also hear his quotes coming out of people's mouths, and I say, you know who Mark Passio is, and they don't know. That's when you know you're successful, when you hear people saying the exact thing someone's saying that they got from him through somebody else. That's when you know you've broken into the zeitgeist. So congratulations to What in the World is Really Happening host, and there it is on screen, whatonearthishappening.com. That is Mark Passio. We only got him for 2 segments because that's the issue with having so many great guests on. We can only have them for 2 segments. And this, the list of guests is at conspiracyfact.info. So without further ado, Mark Passio, condensing, boiling down your most important information. Thanks for being here.
Alex, thank you so much for having me on. I would say that in a nutshell, my information boils down to basically 2 things. The first is the causal factors for why humanity is currently experiencing tyranny and enslavement. The current human condition is actually covert slavery. And unlike other researchers and broadcasts, what I do on What on Earth is Happening is I explain the causal reasons that humanity is experiencing those conditions, as opposed to breaking down the 3D worldly events. I'm not saying I never do that, but that is not the main area of my focus. What I focus upon is explaining to people what are the underlying reasons that this is actually manifesting in our world and that this is our current condition. And if we understand that there are laws that govern human freedom, and the laws that govern human freedom are entirely based on whether the aggregate or collective human behavior is overall moral or not. In other words, there's a direct relationship to moral behavior and whether humanity experiences freedom or tyranny and enslavement and chaos. So we have to understand what the objective morality is. And this constitutes the study of what I call, in my work, natural law. Many other researchers in the past have termed it natural law. Natural law is the laws of the creator of the universe. It's the laws of God. It's the laws of morality in the entire cosmos, in the entire universe. These are laws that ultimately govern the behavior of intelligent beings, beings with the capacity for understanding the difference between right and wrong behavior. And so we have to be correct about what right and wrong behavior actually is. I always say on my show constantly, the reason that we're losing our rights is because the average human being cannot define a right. They cannot tell you what a human right is and actually get the definition, get the answer to that question correct. A right is simply an action that does not initiate harm to another sentient being. If we live and exist within our rights, meaning we're not committing any actions that are transgressions against other sentient beings. We're not committing murder, assault, rape, theft, trespass, coercion, and deception. What I call in my work the true seven deadly sins. Then we are not violating the rights of others. And then our behaviors go out into the universe and they are actually interoperating with the natural law, with the laws of behavioral consequence embedded within nature, and then we are receiving back from the universe a consequence. We either receive consequence for good moral behaviors, in which case we will create things that are orderly, prosperous. We create a condition of freedom. Or if our behaviors are in opposition to the natural law, then we're going to create a collective condition of chaos and tyranny and enslavement. And you only need to look at the result that we're getting to be able to gauge what path we've been on and are currently still on. Meaning that if we're getting tyranny, the majority of the human population, by definition, according to natural law, cannot possibly be engaged in true morality, in true aggregate moral behavior as a whole, as a population. And this is because human beings in the collective, in the aggregate, unfortunately, still in the modern day, do not actually truly know the real objective difference between right and wrong. As odd as that sounds to say, that is actually the truth, that most of human beings don't know true objective morality and aren't aligning their behavior to it as a matter of fact in reality and nature. They have ideas that have been embedded in their mind through mind control practices about what reality constitutes, but much of that is incorrect, and they have to reevaluate that and actually relearn it. And when you do actually relearn true morality, when you actually do away with, you know, the false notions of morality that people have been taught, you know, since time immemorial in all different institutions, then you actually learn the science that constitutes natural law, and you could accurately and consistently align your behavior to it and actually teach others to do the same. That's the first thing that I teach.
Yes. Absolutely. We'll put it back on screen, your URL, because this is just an introduction. People can go learn about it there. But when we come back, why are the globalists, or these dark forces that know the law, why are they actively trying to go against it and then admitting it's going to bring down civilization? Why would they want to bring down order? What is their point in doing that? Mark Passio, what on earth is happening? We'll be right back with him on the other side. Stay with us and share the URL, conspiracyfact.info, if you want to break the matrix.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tonight with a raft of the most informative, best guests we've got. And Mark Passio is an expert on natural law, is here laying this out. Now, all the ancient civilizations that actually rose knew this. The Bible's all about it. But you look at Klaus Schwab when he speaks, he says, we're going to make an angrier world, we're going to destroy this world, and we're going to bring in our new one that they called, and I'm going to play the clip coming up. John Kerry said it's like extraterrestrial. He said it's not human, it's new. So they're trying to overthrow the order. They're trying to go against not just Earth's order, but what God created as order. So I know you like to talk about solutions, but people also want to understand why these evil people go against the law and how they get so much power, it always seems, for a time, but then it causes great destruction. And in almost every case, they think it'll destroy us. They think they're in control of the cycle, but really it ends up destroying them. So what's your view on why they know natural law? Because I know you know that. I listen to you, and I know that from watching them. But and then they go against it, but then a lot of times they live by it, but then they try to make us live by something else. What's happening?
Well, this connects directly into what is the second major thing that I teach in the body of my work, and that is the nature of the occult world. What is occult information? What is occult knowledge? What is occultism in general? The word occult simply means hidden. It is hidden knowledge about how not only the human psyche functions and operates and what its deep motivations are and how it could possibly even be manipulated. But it is also the knowledge of how the natural law in the universe actually functions. It's real hidden science that is hidden from the masses of people to actually manipulate, control, and deceive them. By keeping them in a state of ignorance. If they're kept in a state of ignorance, then it's a piece of cake. It's child's play, literally, for these master manipulators that are actually running things to deceive and manipulate the everyday person, because it's like beating someone for money that doesn't know how to add and subtract numbers because they've never learned mathematics. If people don't know how the real sciences of human psychology and behavioral law work, it's child's play to manipulate them.
And that's my next question.
Yes,
you heard it said earlier, which is totally true. You read what you show. So they know that when they dumb people down and go against natural law, that it blows back on them and their families. They're not immune from the horrible world they're making. Sure, it gives them power, but it creates a hellhole. Why do they do that then?
Well, they're the dark occultists who are wielding this knowledge to create a power differential over people. That's why they want to keep the knowledge of natural law and the causal factors of the human condition hidden. They want to remain in power over other people because here's their overarching worldview, which ultimately answers your question. Their worldview is, if there are behavioral laws in effect in the universe that they themselves did not put there, but a higher power in the universe put there, their overarching worldview in their mindset is that the universe itself is a prison simply because it is governed by moral behavioral law.
Exactly. Exactly. And we go back to the story of Lucifer, and that's really what they're doing is they're at war with God and the universe and with order.
That's exactly correct. Their mental attitude and worldview is because they are in such a state of out of control ego and total self-absorption that their mental worldview is we would rather reign over a prison cell than serve God and his laws, its laws. They would rather rule in hell than serve in heaven. That is their literal worldview.
Totally.
They see the universe as a behavioral prison because they know that behavioral consequential law is in effect and that individuals and whole societies cannot simply just do whatever they want without behavioral consequence. So what they want to ultimately do is to brainwash, deceive, and manipulate people to follow their orders and do these immoral behaviors for them in their name. And ultimately, the bulk of the moral consequence will be brought down on the people who are actually taking the behaviors themselves, not the ones who are going to just order the behaviors. Now, that is not to say that there isn't still consequence for those who are giving the orders, but the brunt and the bulk of the moral culpability always falls upon the shoulders of the people who are in with their bodies taking the real world action to bring the resultant harm into manifestation in the physical world. That is why it is so important to disconnect the mind from these people's worldview, from the religion that they are inculcating the human population into, which is Satanism and dark Luciferianism. But it's certainly Satanism for 100% certainty. They are giving us their mindset to get us to go along with the immoral behaviors that they want to see brought into effect, because only a population that is completely immoral can ultimately be enslaved.
That's right. They're giving
and
us
that is where we're at.
They're giving us a poison. That's why it was declassified in the 70s. The CIA wanted ugly art, ugly culture, destroy the family, because those people aren't programmable and controllable. But just like in Pinocchio's an archetype, they get them to break some stuff, steal stuff, they turn into jackasses and get loaded on a slave ship to go be in a mine. And they're telling you there, you do this, you hang out with the criminals, there's a system setting you up to get you basically in their grasp.
The very first two tenets of their religion are the self is essentially God. the ego that is completely out of balance and out of control and has taken over the being, is to be put up on a pedestal as the god of their religion. So egotism, only care for the self and what one gets, is the main tenet of their worldview. Now, just apply that to the average person. Just think about, if we just honestly consider how many people embody behavior like that in the general human population. How many people are purely selfish? Basically, they generally wake up only thinking about themselves, maybe their immediate family, their own, quote unquote, but they don't look outside of anything, you know, in a wider sense than that. They don't lead an examined life. They're not really concerned with the difference between right and wrong.
They're very one-dimensional. They're very one-dimensional. And how do you get somebody who's already caught in that one-dimensional programmable dimension to shift out of it and realize the interconnectivity?
Well, I think that's actually the good news in the whole dynamic that's taking place on this planet, because the fact is that human beings are a programmable species. And unfortunately, dark occultists have largely given human beings their current programming. That can change if there's enough care and there's enough willpower to create a change in that dynamic. And in that regard, we can reprogram ourselves, and we can help other people to reprogram their mental world.
And especially to me, like, you're a satellite dish. You point towards God, the creator of the universe and the perfection of it, and surrender to it. That's what made you. That's what you are. Or you can keep with operating and point your dish at the mad scientist who are trying to break out of this reality.
Absolutely. It's all about reprogramming your worldview through the accurate reception of the law of the creator of the universe. That is what learning natural law is all ultimately about. And these conditions that are set into the universe are not there acting as a prison system. They are there for our optimum benefit and growth.
They're a launch
as
platform.
A species.
They're a launch platform.
They are there to provide us a guide on a compass, if you will, for our behavior. And we learn the consequences of our behavior. We learn that we cannot ultimately be completely insulated from any behaviors that we take. And therefore, we're going to create consciously if we know these laws. If we refuse the reception of the natural laws of the creator of the universe, which are moral, behavioral, consequential laws, then we're going to create the aggregate experience that humanity then is going to have to dwell in and live in completely unconsciously. So this is ultimately what I am seeking to do. I'm trying to help people understand the consequential laws that ultimately govern our behavior and the consequences that we receive for enacting certain behaviors, and guide them to learn objectively what the real moral laws are, so that we can create a shared human condition that is done in not only a conscious manner, but is done in the optimum way to enhance the human experience, make us prosperous, and ultimately make us free in the long term.
Absolutely. Mark Passio, we've got 5 more minutes with you, then our next guest is coming on. You've got to come back for several hours commercial free again and really lay all this out, like, why at the Olympics 2012 in England they show a Grim Reaper coming down with a deadly coronavirus and killing all the children.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.